What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
Facts.
Drug Dealer's Dreams.
We're back. Episode whatever.
Episode whatever, whenever.
I'm G.
Benny. We back, man.
Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Good to see you, bro. Good to see you.
Good to see you, bro. I'm fresh off my trip.
Word. And it's just kind of dope because I know how these joints gonna fall sporadically, so we just get to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. How was the trip?
The trip was cool. Went home, my daughter graduation.
That's dope. And happy Father's Day.
Appreciate you, bro.
That's gonna date the joint, but
whatever.
Put it in context. Let them know.
So my trip was twofold, maybe threefold, because I rode with the fam. Daughter graduation.
Don't undersell it. How long is the drive?
Now, listen, we drove, right?
How long is the drive?
I hate driving.
That's what I'm saying. Tell them how long the drive is.
But I had a bunch of people with me. I had five.
Right.
It was a five trip. We was in the Escalade.
So what's that? Because, you know, they make movies about shit like that. Literally. They made a movie about a dude in the Escalade taking his kids out of town.
Ice Cube's movie. That was a Navigator.
It was.
Oh, we there yet?
Yeah,
but either which way, I took a road trip.
Yeah.
16 hours. The problem with my trip was, I usually start in the morning, but this time I started at like 11 o'clock at night, so I had to drive through the night, tired and some off.
That's the worst. Yeah.
But it was twofold because I was going for my daughter's graduation, but I also went to see my brother who got a life sentence.
Okay.
He in Attica. This is his first bid ever. He got
this
your elbow.
First time. This ain't your first time visiting him, right?
It's my second time visiting him. Right. No, second time visiting him in Attica. But I seen him when he was in the county. I went to his trial.
Right.
But either which way, he caught a life sentence at 23 for both of you. For the audience who just listening, he got
Attica's
a life sentence. Attica's
a max
prison. Okay. Got a life sentence at 23 years old, no kids, no wife, no whatever. Ain't even lived life, right?
23.
He's 25 now.
Okay.
He probably been up north about 9 months, some shit like that.
Okay.
So, the visit was ill this time because the first visit, it was my first visit up north, so we just catching up, right? Okay. So this visit was, First of all, he calls me five times a day. Let's be clear.
I already know.
So, but the visit was different because he was actually on visit with a dude that's in his prison who got six life sentences, right? My brother got one, right? And he got all types of appealable issues. Free my bro Cam. He will be home next 3 years. He will be on the show, right?
Word.
So, what happens is, but that's God willing, right? You got a life sentence, no parole, no possibility, no 25 to life. It's different, right?
Right.
So, we in there, and it's a dude in there. He got six life sentences, a Muslim dude from Buffalo. So, mind you, I'm in New York State, just for y'all that don't know. We in New York. So, I go on a visit. He like, your homie got six life sentences. He was like, homie be not wilding in here, but like he be not pressing niggas, but if somebody owe him, he on it, right? Other than that, he a cool nigga, right?
Right.
Now, he older dude, let's just say he's 50. I don't know how old he is. So, what happens is, his first bid, he does 17 and a third to like 23, some outlandish sentence, right? He comes home.
Yeah.
Now, from my understanding, he's a made, getting money, millionaire nigga, right? But he's a goon, all at the same time. So, what happens is, I guess he has a bunch of bread. Why? But they don't think he's really coming home. You know, so they fuck his money up. He got six cousins. From 01 to 03, from 2000 to 03, his cousins start popping up missing. Right? Real shit. Nobody knows where these cousins are at. Finds out he's killing the cousins because they've been fucking up his money, stealing his money while he's gone. I'm talking about chopping limbs off and all of that. He's from Buffalo. Riding around with bodies in his trunk and all of that. What? Facts. So what happens is, real shit, he ends up later, 03, getting arrested for the bodies. I don't know what happens. I don't know the particulars in this
right.
case.
Right.
But my brother's like, in there, like a dude might, you know, and the money and when you're in prison, it's like stamps and commissary and shit like that. He's like, and my brother's like the porter. He's like the orderly. You know what I'm saying? So he go to nigga cell, give him water. If you need to send a message to such and such.
Right.
So the dude like, yo, tell the nigga you owe me 2 cartons of cigarettes and my stamps. And so dude's playing with his bread. So homie like, this is gonna make sense in there. Dude is like, yo, tell homie I need my shit. You know what I'm saying? So when they all get let out for yard and all that, homie like, my nigga, I done killed my cousins for bread. I will pop your top in here, right?
Yeah.
So my brother like, my nigga, he keep it real with me. Like, bro, I thought I was tough on the street, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't them. He's like, I'm shooting at niggas out of cars. I'm like, these niggas up close personal chopping niggas up. I ain't them. I thought I was a real nigga. Like, niggas on the street would say my brother was an ill nigga. He busts his gun any time. It might be in a you know, at niggas or whatever, not in the car, but what I'm saying, right. running down close range on a nigga, right. blowing nigga head off, right. chopping him up, that's a whole different level of ill,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. brother, like, bro, I ain't supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like he's starting to get it. He thinking he was the illest nigga, but no, these niggas was on another level. Like, you in here where all life is, it's a max. Everybody in there on violence. You right. know what I'm saying? So, right. you know what I mean? I say that to say to these niggas on the street too. Like, sometimes you think you the illest nigga. Sometimes you punch a nigga in the face and you just thought you the illest nigga, or you might have bust your gun, you'd have legged the nigga and all that.
Right.
No, he in there with motherfuckers who want to strangle a nigga to death and look at him. You know what I'm saying? Like during.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he's starting to understand. You know what I'm saying? And he dealing with niggas. He almost got into some shit like right before I got there because it was some random shit. Like them niggas, like niggas on the street don't understand how blessed dudes is. I don't care if you fucked up. I don't care if you ride the bus every day or the train. Like, my bro, like, he like, man, you know what I dreamt about last night? Just opening the refrigerator. Mm. I want to see what's in there. Like, I want to have an option. You know what I'm saying? Like, he like, nigga, I'm pressing my water joint in my cell trying to get it cold as possible to mix Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? I wash my drawers every night in the sink. I get... You know what I mean? And niggas went to the hole, you get one shower a week. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you jeopardize and not take for granted your freedom and take for granted how good you got it. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if you balling, if you got a Benz, a Lexus, or whatever. Sometimes you got to understand that you just got to be blessed to wake up in the morning free. You know what I'm saying? Like
not sometimes, all the time.
My bro was 23. Ain't. I say it all the time. He ain't been past Atlanta. Nope. You know what I'm saying? So it's that shit different. He probably been on a plane 3 times. Right. You know what I mean? If that, you know, right. I'm just giving him that. I just know he been on once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I just, man, when I go to see him, he give me a reality check. Because when shit going wrong with these dumb niggas in the street or with our podcast or whatever,
right?
Boy, you got to be blessed to be here, bro. Right. Like, the nigga next door to him got 6 life sentences, and he tell him, like I know what I did when I was doing it. I ain't coming home. I'm gonna die here. Nigga, you got a chance. You got a lot of appealable issues. You can come home.
Right.
I know what I was doing. Fuck them niggas, and this is my fate. You know what I mean? I done did almost 20 before this.
Right.
And he on his 18th year now. You know what I'm saying?
You think on this visit, like that perspective, you think the bid's setting in?
No. This is more antsy to get the fuck up out of here. It's setting
it's
in.
It's like a realization.
But he like, oh no, I gotta get the fuck up out of here because I like to live and I ain't a dummy like I was portraying. My brother was smart, but
he played
dumb being around dumb niggas. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you adapt to your surroundings. Ain't no sometimes, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if you around rich niggas, that's what you're going to strive to be.
Yeah.
You're around dumb shooting niggas that just want to shoot all day and fight niggas. And there's no both. Just like the nigga he in the can with. He kill all them niggas, but he's a get money nigga. They say he's a millionaire nigga. $2-4 million like on the street.
Right.
But he was a fucking goon. And look what that gets you. You can't get no money. Can't get no bitches. You can't do nothing. And that's the difference, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you chasing the money, but you chasing it the wrong way. Like I told him all the time, nigga, I ain't gonna do nothing to fuck up my bag. You call me a bitch, you can call me whatever. My nigga, if you getting money, as sad as it may seem, you robbed me, you got it. I got enough money to put it on your head to get my shit back or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Or to just keep it moving.
But I'm not about to be running down on a nigga gunning. But when we was young and dumb, that's what we did.
Right.
And we blessed to see the age that we at. You know what I'm saying? And that's like the gist of the visit that I went to see him because, bro, I used to, it's just too much of trying to steer him right. And I got kids. I got a son that's old enough to make his choice, and he done did dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? But I be trying to tell him, you ain't had it bad. You live a great life. Don't do dumb shit because other niggas are doing dumb shit, or you feel that you don't got the most. And
he don't got to look further than his uncle. He can learn from his uncle.
You tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Because those, and I hope his appeal and all that shit, of course, I hope his appeal and all that shit go through. In the meantime, though, it's like your son's responsibility to learn from that, though. He can't, there's value in the very worst situations, right? Your son is how old?
20.
20. Man. And Cam's 23. So he gotta be learning from Cam's situation.
You know what it is, too? What's the saying go, hard head make a soft ass?
Yeah.
We was young, motherfuckers told us, don't do this, don't do that. We did it.
Yeah.
The problem is, my son ain't never struggled. I think that's what it is.
It's
like,
a difference.
Like, whether I was hustling or not, he was good. You know what I'm saying?
Why you think?
And he grew up in a good household with his mom, RIP his mother. That's why he living with me, for those who don't know. And he had a good life. You know what I'm saying? Whether the mom was working, his grandmother lived upstairs, she owned the house, she stayed in a two-family house. So he had good structure, regardless of whether she had a bunch of bread or not. You ain't living no project.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think he don't understand struggle. Like, I got a little cousin his same age that went to school together, right? We went to the graduation. Now, my daughter is her first cousin. So, of course, she coming up there. That was like her best friend growing up, right? She keeps two jobs. She ain't go to school. School ain't for everybody, right? My son dropped out of college, right? So she ain't go to college, but she said, fuck, I'm work two jobs, I'm gonna do for myself, right? She bought her plane ticket up there to go see my daughter.
That's deep.
My son riding with me. Nigga, you a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not, I'm gonna take you because we going. Right. But what I'm saying, you should feel some type of way. You should see that and be like, but you ain't never struggled. She did. Her side ain't have shit. You know what I'm saying? Like her pops ain't around. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? I might not have seen that nigga in 10 years.
That's crazy. I was reading this shit, right? I was reading this article. You know the shit, Oracle, the business Oracle, is some internet shit. I don't know.
Facts.
Some big ass business. But the CEO said I had enough lack of privileges in order to be successful, meaning it's a bunch of stats out there. Like, if you grow up with millionaire parents, you're probably not gonna become a millionaire on your own. But it's this huge percentage of millionaires that grew up not in millionaire families. You got to learn the hustle. You got to, and can't nothing teach. Every in and out, right? You tell your son, Yeah. But it's not like him living it. It's not like him feeling that pressure.
You know the illest when I first heard Bill Gates, right? He's a billionaire. Everybody knows Bill Gates, right?
Right.
In his will, he leave his kids $10 million.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, but it ain't no billions of dollars. No,
he could have left everybody a B.
He doing that because they used the money.
Right.
I'm going to start you off with just 10. It's like leaving a motherfucker with $1,000.
Right.
Or 10,000.
Right.
It's enough. You going to blow it, though.
Right.
Because you used to living in this $8 million house, $50 million house, or whatever.
Right.
$10 million is like them being broke almost.
Right.
Like
right.
giving them a 10 spot. They buying a bunch of sneakers and then realize in 6 months they're going to be broke.
Right. Right.
And at first when I heard that, I was like, he tripping. He got $50 billion. He going to leave his kids $10 million. But you doing that because sometimes leaving them too much is crippling them. That happened to me with my son. He moved with me in Atlanta. What I do, give him a Benz truck in high school. But first of all, his mom.
With rims on it.
Right, with rims on it. But what I'm saying is he's in high school and I'm trying to put a Band-Aid on a bullet wound because his mom's passed, number one. But in turn, that's crippling him because he thinks this is life. He can't go under that. But now, in the past year, I pulled the umbilical cord. Like, nah, he fucked up the car. I didn't get it fixed. Nothing. Like, you gotta figure out this shit. Like, you talk this bullshit, and you a man and all that. But you gotta really fend for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And when you take two steps towards me, I'm gonna take a step towards you. Like, okay, I see you working. Let me give him this. But right. I can't just keep giving you because I'm crippling you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that is ill shit just in life. I think just people in general need to learn from a little brother, let alone him.
Yeah, of course.
You got a whole life ahead of you. Like my brother told me, you know what my brother told me on visit? He said, bro, if I win my appeal and they don't decide to give me a new trial, just say, give me 20 flat. He said, I do it on my back. Because I got a number. I know when I'm coming home.
Right.
Right now, I don't know when I'm coming home. They give me 20 flat right now. I do that shit on my back. I got 2 years in.
You think that's why the bid hasn't set in?
Hell no. Who the fuck want to live the rest of their life?
Right.
Nobody want to live the rest of their life. No parole.
Right.
It ain't like you do 25, get hit at the board, get right, 2 years,
right,
2 years.
Right.
No, this is impossible that you will never come home. He said, I'll take 20 right now. Instant. Before he caught his case, when he first caught his case, and if they had offered him 20, he said, get the fuck out of here. I ain't doing it.
You remember, how do you feel going up in the visit? When we were younger, right?
No, let me tell you about me.
Real quick, though, right? Yeah. When we was younger and going up in visits was...
Need a cold.
At least for my life, it was more normal. It was more like I was visiting, especially still living there or whatever. Of course, you respect the visit because it's necessary, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you hate being around all that police and jail shit. Like, that shit is the worst, right?
Okay.
You haven't done your bids and shit. How do you feel? Yo, Attica's no joke. Like, visually, that wall is crazy.
Listen, the illest part about the first visits I was going to was in Janesville, in the county, right?
Yeah.
Erskine. Uh-huh. Shout out to Erskine, right? Easy Dodd on Instagram.
Yeah.
Give him a shout.
Yeah.
I used to go see him every week, sometimes 2-3 times a week. Fast.
Because it was in the Ville. It was right there.
He's my man. It wasn't far from me.
Right.
That was cool, right? Okay, then I did a bid. You know, the illest part about me going to see him in there is reminiscent when I was in there, and I'm so glad I'm on the other side. It's twofold. I can visit somebody. I'm legally able to go visit him, and I wish he wasn't there. I wish I wasn't going to see him, but I'm glad I'm on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the difference is some people don't learn their lesson. I don't care if you do wrong. Prison helps you become a better criminal, right? That's the difference between the state and the feds. Let me just kind of break it down a little bit. Like, in the state, most of the time, especially when you're in a max, you're around goons who.
No, it's the key word is violent. You're around violent crimes.
You're around violent crimes.
Yeah, yeah. Which everybody knows.
The feds, yeah, I mean, you're around violent criminals, but it's most people's trying to get money.
And most people had a thought process.
Yeah. It's mentally trying to finesse a way to try to get a check. And I've been to the Fed. You know what I mean? I've never been to the state, right? So he in a place where it could only make it worse. Like even if when I was in a place that could make me worse, but it was intellectually worse to where I figured out a new way to get money. He in a place where he said, bro, I sleep under a bridge.
Yo, listen,
I work at McDonald's to try to get me a bag.
Yo, Attica's scary. I visited Wyoming, right? Which is like attached to Attica. It's like right
it's
next.
It's not far.
It's a medium.
Attica is like Wyoming County, Wyoming,
right.
New York.
It's a medium, and it's right there. So you have to like drive right past Attica. And I remember looking at the wall, and at that age, I was young. I was doing whatever. And I legit like got scared straight for like 90 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And still
that
the wall.
Shit is
and
real,
still,
bro. They got real walls. Bars, like some old school
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like the walls are ridiculously high. You got the shooters in the towers. Like it's for
listen,
real.
Listen,
it's
I went real. To Atlanta USP, right?
Yeah.
I went to the camp, but I did my whole time in Atlanta USP, not far from where we talking about, right?
Yeah.
So I used to work like outside of like a landscaping around. The wall's 40 feet up. You're not climbing over, right?
Yeah.
You know the illest part about it? It's 40 feet underground. You're not digging under there. So when you escape and you try to go under the wall, you're not going to make it.
You're not getting under there.
You're not going to make it. They made it 40 feet underground.
That's
not
crazy.
6 feet.
That's
not
crazy.
10 feet. 40 feet.
Taxpayers
not breaking
money.
Out of there.
Taxpayers
you know what I'm saying?
Money.
And it just shows, like, and people are trying to break out of there, like because you have nothing to live for.
Right.
You're not getting 40 feet under the ground.
Right.
Motherfuckers not breaking out of there.
No.
And I just try to say that to say, man, you got to cherish your life while you got it, man.
You do.
I don't care if you're making $10 an hour. Like, you got to enjoy the benefits you got because some people would literally kill to be where you're at. You know what I'm saying? You're working at Best Buy. You're working at UPS.
Yeah.
Like you just gotta take it how you can get it. I don't care if you're working for free, just learning. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like
you ever feel like you saying shit that somebody told you but you didn't listen to them?
Of course. That's what you do when you're young.
So
like
this
you don't
is what
believe
I'm saying, like,
you believe you can do it better than the next person because you can. Oh, I said he was. Why would he do that?
That's the psyche of the young person, right? You know that because you was the young person before, right? You know why you ain't listen. But maybe the message needs to be like remixed. You know
but
what
no,
I mean?
That's why I give my son a break because I know he don't understand because he ain't been through it.
Right.
There's no remix. You think you can remix? You think you can do it different? You just can't. You got to go through a situation, and I hope that my son go through a small situation instead of a big situation like my
no,
brother.
That's real. You know, it's crazy. At this age, you look at the people you communicate with, like the people in your circle, right? And everybody's been through something, right?
Right.
But exactly what you said is the real thing. Hopefully what you went through was small enough where you could maneuver through it, right?
Listen.
With enough of a scare, right? But and hopefully you was intelligent enough to do whatever. But imagine, like, yo, how many people did we grow up with, right, that got bagged for some bullshit? Like, wasn't even, like,
on
at all, or just in the wrong car at the wrong time, or, like, their first attempt at some type of criminal activity. Mm-hmm. They get railroaded with a 1 to 3, and it's over from there.
Yeah,
so it's like you got to be conscious, even though you're at an age where, like, we know from being 20, 21, 22, you're not conscious of, like, the repercussions of life, right? So you might do some dumb shit. Like, we in Atlanta, you know, motherfuckers rob shit. They rob cars. They rob cribs. That's what they like to do that.
Kicked off.
They don't understand what one, you know, you trying to fucking grab a flat screen and a laptop. They don't understand how that could ruin their life.
Because that turns you into a career criminal.
Right.
Because you come home, you got a felony, you young, you can't really get no job. Right. You don't want to work at Kroger, right? Grocery store. But you could turn around from that. Like that's the difference with people.
Now you can, but as a parent, like I'm not a parent, so just right. asking you as a parent, is that the best that a parent could wish for? Is your kid go through something real, but not real enough to really fuck them over for the rest of the time?
In my situation, honestly, my son needs that. I hate to say that.
So he needs a bump in the head, but he don't need
bump in the head.
Nothing more than that.
I hope he don't get a felony. I hope he don't do 10 years.
Hey, I can say with 100%. I need that for my son.
On some real shit. Like
how old is your son, Chop? 15.
He's going to be 16 this year.
100%. Yeah. Like my son was the same way. He moved to Atlanta when he like 16. Right. Man, listen, man. You ain't going to learn from me just keep screaming on you. You gonna think, oh, why this nigga, he been through it. He done did all the bullshit I'm trying to do. Like, right. he understand what's going on. But you don't understand, most motherfuckers, just like we talk about white kids in the suburbs who look at that life, the trap life, and just think that's ill. Right. Most motherfuckers who in the game hate to be in it. Right. Who the fuck want to do that shit for the rest of their life? But they see that shit as the money, the glitz, and the glamour. Yo, these street niggas give motherfuckers a headache. You been in that shit? Who the fuck want to keep dealing with these motherfuckers every day? That's worse than being in a full-time job. Like, y'all might really have to run down on this nigga for my bread, dog.
Right.
Or I really have, this motherfucker really trying me, or I'm tired of doing this shit, hoping this work is good.
Yeah, you know what exactly. I'm saying? Or you take an L.
Yeah, and I can't really run down on him. Because that's stopping my flow.
Exactly.
I got to, yo, Poppy, can you work with me?
Right.
Can you help me? Right. Like, come on, man. Like, that shit is a headache more than people know. You know what I'm saying? And like, it takes your kid to see, and in my situation, honestly, my son see me doing good for so long. But he don't really understand that I did bad a long time. But I will never let him see me doing bad. So when you need the sneakers, Jordans, clothes, school clothes, I made it happen. You don't know I was pop trying to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when I got better, it still looked like we was doing the same. You know what I'm saying? So all that shit is
check your levels. Bro.
Just I'm checking my levels. We good money. Right. I say that to say is. Everybody need to go through something, you know what I'm saying? And it hurt to say that it's your kid that needs to go through something. But, and motherfuckers can give me bad comments and all of that. I gave my son a good life. And I won't say that in a blasphemous way. I've been his Jesus. I went through it, so he didn't have to do it after me.
Right.
So if you don't learn from that and you want to go bump your head, I'm going to let you go do it. But motherfuckers gonna be mad at me when you go to the, if God willing, I'm not saying that.
Right,
you go to the can, I'm leaving him.
I know.
He got bail, 2,000, 5,000, whatever it is, I'm gonna leave you. Mm. I'm gonna let you sit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you can realize this ain't life for you, you not him. You Theo Huxtable with a gun, or you Theo Huxtable with weed
or
right, drugs or
right,
whatever.
Right.
I'm gonna let you sit, and I'm gonna let you learn that this ain't you. You not the same way my brother just told me he ain't really a fucking goon. He probably busts his gun 50 times in the street, but he realized he ain't the nigga carrying niggas in the trunk.
Right.
You not.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And hopefully it's something small to where I can say, all right, sit your ass down. You know, listen to what the fuck I got to say. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say for everybody that's out there, bro, listen. We done did too much dumb shit. Street shit should be in jail for life sentence for all this shit.
100%.
But I ain't that nigga neither. You know what I'm saying? And fuck out of here.
And I don't aspire to be. See, that's what you got to understand at a young age. It's like what you aspiring to be. You know, the decisions you make, that ends up being who you are. You know what I'm saying? And then when you really... Like, when you really check yourself, and hopefully it happens at an early age, but when you really check yourself, you realize what you made, and it might be a bed that you're not ready to lay in. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be like that.
You know how many niggas on the street saying my brother's the illest nigga? They don't want to be there.
But they the same, exactly.
They don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They might be on the street aspiring to be him. But when they get in his position, my brother said, you know how many nights I spent crying myself to sleep? The realest goonest motherfucker, them pillows is wet in that can, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Life sentence, no parole. No parole, like, and you're never coming home.
You know, it's summertime. It's like, we shooting this in late June, right?
Yeah.
It's hot as shit. Right. You already know what's going down. Listen, like, we know summertime comes with violence.
I went in there, you know how much bad conditions they in? All right, boom. All the time you get to the visit, the waiting room, all it's hot as fuck, it's like 90 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
We sweat, we sticky, right? We get in the visit room, it's cool, it's okay. He like, man, listen, no AC back there. You know what I'm saying? Like, them dudes are living like animals back
there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But they let the visitors feel cool because, like, now if they let the visiting room be 90, 100 degrees, parents,
people start complaining. People,
they ain't going to complain. But right, no, we're going to let y'all be comfortable. We're going to slave them back there.
Exactly.
And man, listen, man, that shit is like unbearable. And they figured, oh, they criminals or they killed somebody or whatever. And it's a lot of innocent people back there, too. Let's not get it twisted. But my brother case was so suspect. It was political. We won't get into that right now. But no murder weapon, no eyewitness, nothing. He got convicted, right?
Right.
But it's up to you to prove, like, I don't give a fuck if he did it. The law says beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to prove that he did this. You know what I'm saying? And the system is just so crazy. It's that we say this all the time. We say a drug dealer's dream. My podcast is called A Drug Dealer's Dream. It is a drug dealer's nightmare. My brother's trying to get some money. We was trying to get some money. Whatever the case.
Right.
We're trying to live a dream. To live life better and sometimes you're just put in a bad situation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, it's fucked up. You know what I mean? I just
you know, you could ask yourself 1,000 times, like, when you're blessed to be our age and our stage of life, it's like you look back and you're like, why did I make certain decisions, right? How many people not here today because of the same decisions I made, right? For but sure. For some reason, I'm here, right?
For sure.
And I got a real close person to me this week asked me, she grew up in a situation where her mom smoked, you know what I'm saying, when she was young.
Smoked crack.
Yeah, so it's like the other side, right? And she's a grown woman. She's successful in her life. She's straight. You know, she's not a loser. Like, she overcame whatever, right? And but she was like, I still ask myself all the time, why did she do that? Right? Why?
Yeah.
Right? Which is similar to the same way you might ask yourself looking at your son when he doing dumb shit. And then you think that just like he justifying it, like you did everything.
Yeah.
You at this age, you're like, yo, damn, why did I do that shit? That shit was fucked up.
100%.
Right, so it goes both ways, man. And I told her, she asked me, like, I'm an expert.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not an expert. I never smoked. Fucking dope. But I just told her, you know, motherfuckers just want a feeling. Everybody chasing a feeling, right? Uh-huh. So your son, he might be chasing a feeling of, like, identity or success or just want to stick his chest out. You know, want to prove to himself something.
Yeah,
or
he want to prove that he can do it without me, because I've been holding him down all this time, right?
Right.
So
you got to figure out a way, right?
You know the illest part, right? Ahead, I'm watching Coca Vision, Fat Joe's podcast.
Right.
Fat shout out to Fat Joe.
He has a good podcast.
He does. Right. He had A Boogie.
If we had his budget, our shit would be better. No disrespect, fact, but
our shit is still dope. Fuck out of
here. All right, go ahead.
So. He had A Boogie and Don Q on his podcast. Did you see that one?
I watched that one, yeah.
I
like how he talks to the young people.
Listen, Don Q, shout out to Don Q because he's nice. He did mad mixtapes. Fat Joe said, man, if I was you, I'd have A Boogie on every hook.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I think real the shit. Same thing when listen, I hear listen. Music.
Yeah. But Don Q like, man, I want to do it on my own.
Right.
It's the same way your kid thinks, right? Don Q said, man, that's your brother. Like, it ain't no random nigga. That's right. Your brother. Fuck that. If I had Pun, he gonna be on every song. Every
Right.
I'm trying to get this bag. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of kids be like, man, I want to do it on my own. I'm going to be independent.
Right.
Shit. Sometimes you need to help. Sometimes you don't. It don't matter if I got the bag, bro. It don't matter if I go to work every day. Go with your father and see what he got going on. And if you want to get it on your own, say, I'm going to go to work. Right. And I'm going to do this shit on the side, not hustle or whatever. You want to be a rapper. Right. You want to be a graphic artist, a photographer.
Whatever.
Do that shit on the side, but you got to listen sometime when somebody teaching you. Like, I love my father to death. I was just with him the other day when I went up top. He ain't show me shit.
I know what you're saying.
In a good aspect, he was a money getting motherfucker, but he didn't teach me like life lessons, right?
Right.
I had to figure it out later. So, and in turn, the shit I learned from my pops, not really being my father, being a dad, he was a father.
Is this?
I'm teaching you from all ends of the spectrum. I didn't really have him. And right now, me and my pops is like this, but it took 30 years to get to that point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So whether you did a bit or not, like I just try to.
You could have easily been getting to know each other in a VI room. So it's like.
And I did.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Like when I was 16, I first got my license. My pops went to the can. I'm driving to go see him. My moms don't even know I'm going that far. I'm like, I'm going to take the car after school.
Yo, I'm glad you said that real quick, right? Because you're a good dad, bro. I know a lot of dads, you know what I'm saying? You're a good dad.
Appreciate you, bro.
You take the responsibility. Like, this whole episode, you've been talking about, like, your son and your responsibility. But, yo, sons have to know, right? They got a responsibility, too.
Okay.
Like, you driving to see your pops,
yeah.
A lot of dudes be bitter. A lot of young dudes be bitter. Like, nah, I ain't fucking my dad. Fuck my dad. Whatever. Right? Like, if you a young, you know, we got a lot of young listeners that send us comments and shit. Like, yo, because they feel like no one's talking to them the way that we talk.
Okay.
And you reach out to your pops. You know, like, yo, the worst he could say is no. If you got, like, if you're a young dude with a whack father, right?
Yeah.
Reach out to him. Apply some pressure.
Listen,
because he might. Right? He might be fucked up.
Now, you know the illest part about it is they talk about daughters is daddy's girls, whatever. Sons want to prove to their pops that they are somebody, like they can hold shit down, right? I'm 15, 16, my pops first really going to the can, like we went to the Fed, right? I was sending my pops pictures. I started hustling, like all that shit, right? And I didn't know this, but by the time my pops, I don't know the whole ill intuition of the street life or whatever.
Right.
When it's time for my pops to come home, I was hustling, I'm getting money, and I sent my pops his clothes to come home in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know he don't got nobody else. This is just my pops. I want to do this. I want to be ill. Show him.
And he got mad kids. You're not his only son, so.
14. My pops got 14 kids.
So you stepping up.
My mom's only child, right?
Right.
So, but at the end of the day, I sent my pops his clothes to come home in because I want to show him, like, I'm all right out here, Dad. Like, you taught me. But all I did was watch you get money and I want to be in the street. But you ain't teach me no real life lessons, but.
Right.
When he came home, we started learning each other, and I realized, damn, I understand why he wasn't around because he was in the street.
Yeah.
But I want to balance the two. I could be in the street and be a good dad. Like I learned from him how to be a good father, even though he was a bad one. You know what I'm saying?
Let me break it down, right? I've seen at this stage in the game, right? This is some real shit, like. The kind of individual you are is really based on what you see and the people that influence you and then how you process it. Let me break it down, right? I had a shitty pops, right?
Facts.
My pops was whack.
Paul
right?
Grover.
Yeah.
Google him.
Call him out, right?
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Blast. Super blast. Yeah, but exactly. But see, when you're a winner, right? Just like you explained,
mm-hmm.
You didn't even see another side because you're a winner.
Right.
You saw, let me take a bad example and use it as a teaching method. Yo, you'll be surprised how many people in this life take a bad example and mimic it because it's easy. Because they're lazy. They're not winners. Right? So that's why, you know, a shitty grandfather turns into a shitty father who turns into a shitty son.
Right.
You know, and it goes. But there's certain people who can reverse the cycle, who can look at their father and say, you know what? That's everything I don't want to be. So let me spin that. Mm-hmm. But when you're young, you don't know that you're ill because of that. But actually, you are ill. Real, and actually, that's like a big reason we sit here today. Real shit. Because you don't realize that fuck what you could put on a resume. Fuck what you could hang on your wall as a trophy or a plaque. Fuck all that shit. If you can, if you can beat your environment, you're a winner.
You know the illest part about it is, like, we took a whole family trip, right? My baby mom's train, girl, all that. Like, she really got to see, like, we went to my sister's house, right?
So she got to see the town.
Went to my sister's house. Mm. Slums, right?
Yes.
Little, the baby slap box and they 2-3 years old, right? She meet my pops.
Compared to my crib, pops. You know, your crib right now, super cul-de-sac.
Right, living in a nice area, right?
Right, right.
So, she like, you ain't have a chance. Mm. Know your mother, I know your father. Mm. You have a fucking chance. And she talked about my brother and even my son, like, shit, and you know, she told my little brother on a visit. She said,
come on. She went with you?
When was
that's me? Dope.
My son was supposed to go and he lost my ID.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
See my little brother. And my brother mad that my pops don't be coming up there like he feel he's supposed to, right?
Yeah.
A 2-hour drive, right?
Yeah.
But what it is first of all, bro, you put yourself in a situation. We ain't gonna put that on him.
Right.
But on top of that, she said, did you ever ask your pops how he grew up? You ever have asked your pops what kind of relationship he had with his father? Like, you can't blame him all the time. Like, and she told me, like, you ain't never had a chance. But you know what I said? My son, my brother, first of all, I ain't have a chance, but I still did it. So sometimes you got to look within you and make the shit shape. Like, and that's what I tell people all the time. I don't give a fuck about your mother, your father, whatever. It's fucked up.
Right.
But you got to stop that shit.
Yeah,
I went to the can and all that. You got to figure that shit out, like in life. Like, you got to stop it and say, nah, I ain't going to let my kids be like me.
Right.
I ain't going to let my kids be like my pops because got to make this shit shake, man.
Yo, and you also got to, when you get older, even if your parents made the wrong decisions or whatever in raising you, you get some perspective, right? Because you become a grown-up, right? And you realize.
Need a cold.
Shit is hard. So, yo, it's crazy. You can't, yo, it's easy to get up. Not easy. For some people, it's easy, right? For some people, it's natural to get up when you fall down, right?
Okay.
But how do you forgive the people that were supposed to help you get back up? You see what I'm saying? Because when you fall down, like, yo, when you fall down, you be on some shit like, oh, you wildin'. Yeah, you wildin'. You wildin'.
Pause. Fuck it. What, man?
Yeah, that ain't even in your job description, chap.
It's over with for the yeah.
Never replace J. another Cole. Never replace another Cole, man. Nah, but yo, it's just real. It's real like that, man. You gotta beat your environment no matter what. You just have to. That's your job as a human being, honestly. Like, even if you're born. Like we was talking about Bill Gates earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you're born with $1 billion or whatever, he's giving you only 10 mil because you got to beat your environment. You have to beat the circumstances that was laid out for you. You have to, man. You have to be better than what you're born into.
I've said it before, right? Sometimes you got to know when you better in the situation you're around. Like I moved from upstate New York when I was 22.
Let me ask you a real question.
Go ahead.
Did you ever feel different?
1,000%. That's made me move. That, okay. Let, sometimes that's you gotta go
saying.
With it, right?
That's what
I was
saying.
In New York. I was raised there. I was raised in upstate New York.
Right.
And that keeps me grounded to this day. Let's be clear.
100,000.
Okay, if I got $1 million.
Right.
That made me eat. I ate oodles and noodles this morning.
Respect.
Not respect. Because I had no money, but fuck that. I'm still regular. You right?
Right.
And the thing is when I was growing up, we hustling. We early teens. Now I was in middle school with weed. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm 10, 11.
Right.
The difference is sometimes you got to know when you bigger than your mind is bigger than your situation, right?
Right.
So I move here. I'm 22. When I move here,
damn,
nigga,
22, son. That's fact, early.
Where we when we was growing up, if a motherfucker had 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people working with a brick, we thought he's fucking rich.
Listen, at 22, my goal was probably 10,000 on some real shit. At 22, my goal was probably right. You know, it was crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that because mine, right?
At 22, I used to wrap my hundreds in a rubber band. Like,
listen,
like
if I had...
Hundreds at a time, real quick, right? And then when you get older, you start wrapping thousands in a hundred grand. And then hopefully you evolve. You might only wrap 10,000 in a rubber band.
Right. Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
So, if you had a car, a yes. chain.
Yes.
You had bitches. And you had 5,000, 10,000. Yeah. You were fucking lit. Motherfuckers right. thought you had 50, right?
Right.
And I moved here. And... this is before Instagram. This is before VIP. And I got here, and then I call myself retiring, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. The same fact. Thing I told myself. The same thing I said.
3 months, I was broke, right?
The same.
I thought I was going to live the rest of my life
yo,
on
listen,
a little bullshit money.
Right? I stop on my drive. I'm like, I'm going to stop at NYC. I had a homegirl.
Want to name her? You know what
I mean? Nah.
Okay, fuck
but
her.
I had fuck a homegirl who...
you ain't shit.
Her pops... Nah, she's cool, man. I just don't want to fuck
you. You ain't shit.
Her pops owned a jewelry store in the Diamond District. Now, we... I don't know about you, bro. Uh-huh. I ain't going to assume, even though I already know. Uh-huh. I just don't want to assume.
Okay.
You know where we shop for jewelry in
Coliseum.
Coliseum, Canal Street, shit
Canal
like that.
Canal Street.
Right.
Fulton Street, Brooklyn.
She
go ahead.
I'm thinking I'm getting some money. She calls me and we talking and she's like, you know, my dad owns a jewelry store in the Diamond District.
You ain't ready for Diamond District.
So I'm like, word?
Okay.
Diamond District? What's that? You know what I'm saying? Right. So uh-huh. I'm like, okay, I'm retiring. Okay. This is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
At like 27.
Okay.
I'm thinking I'm retiring. And I'm thinking my drive to Atlanta is my retirement. I'm okay. like, yo, I got this stash, I'm gonna bring it,
okay.
I'm gonna be okay, you know? But these are young people, you know, but these are thoughts of a winner, these are thoughts of ambition, right? These are not thoughts of a loser, like we was talking about earlier. You still thinking about escaping your environment. So looking back, it's commendable, okay. but I was stupid.
Okay. You don't know.
So I get down there, I'm like, yo, I just want to buy myself a watch, like for retirement from the game, like okay. like as if I was graduating college or something, and I had a rich family member who bought me a watch or something. I wasn't ready for the Diamond District at all. She took me there, I know. I remember telling myself, yo, I spent $3,500 on a watch, that's my max, right?
Yeah.
I was moving to the A with like 10 stacks,
okay.
and I was like, I dropped 35 on a watch. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I said, I'll be okay with 65. I'll be okay. I could get through some months of rent. And this is like the Benny and Co. I couldn't
Joe
afford a
Rodeo
Jacob.
Era.
Yeah, but I wasn't fucking with no Joe Rodeo. They was trying to sell me a Joe Rodeo with every diamond from Africa and that motherfucker. I wasn't
you want
buying
Benny
that
and
shit.
Co.
A whole rainbow. I'm not
Benny
buying
and
that
Co.
shit.
Breitling was like the upper echelon.
Right, right, okay. right, right. But it's
fuck
just
around.
Like... it's like, little did I know that for the next 10 years, I might face the same struggle I was facing once standards get risen, you know?
For
but
sure.
it's just proof that we was always looking for a way out. Okay. That's all I'm saying. And we was always looking for a way to congratulate us on getting out because we have perspective.
What you end up getting with the 35?
Absolutely nothing. Like an $80 parking bill for parking in the Diamond District. That's all I got. I remember I lost the, all I remember is I lost, because everything that I wanted was too expensive on some real shit. I had a champagne taste with beer money once I seen the real shit. And I said, I'm going to pocket this and keep it pushing. And I lost the fucking parking tab.
You know, we grew up with the wrong shit, right? We grew up with a block, right? Project, a block, yeah. Where you rode for your people, right?
Right.
Motherfucker tried to try them, you busting your gun for them, you fighting right. for them, whatever, right?
Jump out the window. That was our saying. That's an old school saying. You jump out the window. Right.
Do you know what the difference is? Is we didn't grow up with the structure of a team. It's a difference.
Not at all.
Because you need a crew who's not, yes, getting money, but like, that's my man. Like, it's a difference. Like, I know that if you called me, Blanc ain't calling me for no bullshit.
Right.
I'm going to help him. Right.
Right.
And I can say the same if you got it, Blanc going to help me.
Right.
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 Right. If we grew up with that super crabs in a barrel, like,
super crab
like if barrel. You was my man even back then, Blanc is my man. Damn, I heard he got 30,000. Like, somebody might be in my ear, like, yo, he be gone that night. He go to his bitch house. We could break in this shit.
Right.
And motherfuckers got that. You need a team, bro. Like I. It don't mean that you got to leech off somebody else, but. Ain't nothing wrong. Like Jay said, nobody could fall because everybody be each other's crutches. That's what you need. Like, I know that if I need something, I'd be like, yo, Blanc, whatever. Yo, Chop, bro, I don't know if he got it. Like, I need that. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I don't know, I really got 30,000 over here. I'm used to have 50,000, but Chop, give me 10,000. I know he only got 10,000. I ain't gonna hit him like that.
Right.
But it's, it gotta be that general consensus of the team aspect, you know what I'm saying? And I caught that late too. Like, I was
super
on my selfish
late.
Shit
me
because
me too.
It's just what you do because you trying to get yours. You know what I'm saying? Because you know the next man he ain't gonna do for you.
No,
he
but
might
it's,
bust
it's,
his gun for you,
but he's
he
not
ain't
gonna
get gonna
you
jeopardize
no money. Yeah.
Nothing
his,
else
his
for
well-being.
You know what I'm saying?
And nah, but what's deep in that, right, is when do you ask for help?
Because you taught not to ask for shit.
That's what I'm saying. So
it's
asking,
either take or get yours how
right,
you live.
Right. So asking for help is like a huge hurdle. But what you realize when you, if you're lucky enough to get to where we at, is nobody makes it alone. There's not a case in life of somebody making it alone. So ask for help. You know, ask for help. The worst they could say is no. If they say no, don't burn the bridge. Just hopefully it'll make sense later on when you come up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta ask for help though.
You know the illest part about it, right? You gotta, karma is real, right? Old guest we had on our show, Poncho, right? Okay. He called me today. He been calling me for like 2 weeks straight.
Okay.
He said, you know what? You always been good to me. Legal business, like you always been going for me.
Right.
The Mercedes-Benz Stadium is not far from here, right?
Right.
He knew somebody who, Morris Brown used to be a college head. They lost their accreditation, whatever, right?
Right.
He knew somebody who bought all that land and knocked down Morris Brown. He called me today. We took a tour. All that land is flat. It's like bullshit land.
They selling opportunity.
He knows the person who bought all that land. He said, man, you always been good to me.
I'm going to give you this plug.
I'm going to get you in on it so we good for Super Bowl next year, right? Anything we do, we talking about millions of dollars.
Right.
Well, y'all see me next year, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right? But he told me, like, bro, you ain't never did nothing wrong by me. And even in situations where I fucked up, you always did good by me, right?
Right.
I'm in. That's karma. I didn't ask for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, like anything you want to do here,
we
good. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you just be good, not expecting good back, but it come to you. You know what I mean? So I say that to say, even though we're doing this podcast for free and we paying money and all of that,
right,
like this shit is for the people. And eventually, if we change one life or we teach somebody one lesson, it's worth it.
It's worth it. You know what I'm saying? We already got enough comments to make it worth it. We got some hating ass comments too, but we already got enough comments to let us know we're doing something good. Like, it is what it is. And, you know, fuck all the comments even. No disrespect, but...
I respect the comments.
Nah, but I'm just saying, besides them, we would still be doing it.
Fine.
Because I recommend this shit for everybody. Like, even if you just got somebody in your life that's known you for an extended period of time, like, it's good, it's healthy to have real dialogue. It's healthy to have conversations. Because, because we live in a world of emojis, bro.
I watch Breakfast Club all the
time. Having a real conversation.
I watch Breakfast Club all the time.
Yeah.
Charlamagne always talks about going to therapy, right?
Yeah, I don't need to go to therapy because we do this.
We got this. And but he can't do that because he has to get $1 million a season for Breakfast Club or whatever.
Or whatever.
Right. Whatever. I'm not mad at him. And this is our therapy, bro. You know what I'm saying? And in our therapy, we can help somebody. You know what I'm saying?
And we share it. That's the value in it, is that the fact that we're willing to share it, you know. Hopefully that
it's not about acting tough. Like when we was young, it was about
acting tough.
It's about acting tough, bro.
100%.
It's about, I got this ham on me because,
you know why though? Because of survival. Like, 100%. You money at that time would get you murdered. Being tough, you could survive. You could live your life if you was a tough guy, you know, dudes, because we grew up in a time and a place where being rich was not normal. So as soon as you got some money, there was a target on your head.
20,000 was a million.
There was a target on your head, and God forbid you show it, you know, and the women know. So, you know, you had a target on your head, and it was like,
let me cut you off. Pusha T? It's 010. I'm sorry, I'm dating myself. Pusha T said, a half a million 20s like a billion where I'm from.
Exactly.
And CNN said I'd be dead by 21. And that shit is a real line. Like coming from a rich motherfucker who would say that,
are you serious?
Half a million right now. But the
15,000 when you was 23.
It was like a billion where I was from, bro. If I had a Beamer wagon or a Honda wagon or some ill shit, like that was our shit back in the day. It's like that showed like a million, yo. That showed like a billion. Like, nah, I heard son got 500,000. He ain't got 20,000.
Right.
But it looked good, and sometimes you get blinded by chasing somebody else's dream. Or chasing what you think somebody else got, and you realize when you get there that he ain't have shit. That's what you gotta understand. It's you chasing ghosts. Motherfuckers don't got what you think they got. Sometimes you gotta value your kids. Sometimes you gotta value your family. You gotta value your girl, because motherfuckers don't got what you got. You chasing what you think they got, but they don't got what you got.
Let me ask you something, right? What you just said, chasing ghosts, right? That shit is deep, because our era, we had Biggie and Pac, right? Rest in peace, man. I feel bad for the little kid and his family, man, because he really was a little kid, the 20-year-old rapper who just got killed, right?
XXX.
However you say his name. I really don't, no disrespect, I just don't know how to say his name. We'll just call him Triple X, right?
DMX, Triple X.
Yeah, I don't know. But he didn't have no beef we were aware of. Like, there was no diss records. There was nothing.
Talk shit online. But RIP, Triple X.
Yeah, but there's no like
that.
Right.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm riding back on this trip. And my son, my daughter, y'all like,
they talking about it?
XXX got a kill. Oh, y'all like, that shit ain't funny, bro. Right, like, he's your age.
Right.
And he's your age, and he did more than you. I don't give a fuck he got killed. Definitely. But he got killed because he did more than you. Because he was trying. Like, you gotta respect that. He got up off his ass and made millions of dollars on his own. No team, no Word. Major cosign. And motherfuckers in his city and in his town was hating on him. I don't care. I don't know who did it.
Is he from Florida?
Yes, I think he is. Okay. But what I'm saying is motherfuckers killing motherfuckers because they envy him.
Right.
And they scared to jump out on a limb and do what he did and try their hand. Like, right. You got to try your hand,
you
bro.
Gotta try
you
your
know
hand.
What I'm saying? Like.
Scared money don't make money.
Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? You got to invest in yourself.
Yo, I told somebody that today. They said, what? I'm not scared of making money. And then they named every single reason that they weren't going to take a loan out. I said, yo, if somebody's offering to give you a loan, yo, you got the optimist and the pessimist, right? The optimist.
I'm an optimist.
Right, me too.
All day,
so,
every day.
So if somebody says, yo, I'm going to give you this $5 million, right? But you got 20% interest. I'm taking the $5 million. I don't give a fuck if they say 30, 50% interest. Give me the $5 million. Because worst case scenario, where I'm from, I'll dead you. I don't care. You're not going to, like, shoot me. So,
you know,
whatever.
Let me explain the difference because this is
a drug dealer. No, but real quick.
No,
let me just
drug
close.
Dealer, right,
go ahead. Go ahead.
The difference between the optimist and the pessimist, because some people don't know. I didn't know for a long time.
Yeah.
Optimist is somebody who says the glass is half full.
Right.
Like, no matter what, I think I can make it shake.
Right.
A pessimist be like, nah, that shit ain't gonna happen. Nah, I can't do that.
Exactly.
Or whatever. Like, or the glass half empty. No, I took that loss.
Right.
And I ain't never gonna get back. No, I'm gonna take what I got left and I'm gonna make it shake. Like, you gotta be an optimist because a pessimist is so negative. You know what I'm saying? He'll be like, oh, this nigga's going to cheat on me. He's right. A loser.
Right.
Nah, he can change. You know what I'm saying? He can be Will Smith.
Listen,
you
know in this case, it was, do I take this loan? I don't want to be in debt, so I don't want to take this loan. But I'm like, yo, take the loan. Who gives a fuck? Because an optimist says...
Without the loan,
listen,
you won't have shit.
An optimist says, I'm investing in myself, right? A pessimist says, I'm in debt. That's the difference, man, because... You got to realize, man, no matter how rich you get, you're going to get in debt. So if you get something popping and you buy a crib for $3 million, that's a big-ass debt. You're not going to pay $3 million for your crib.
100%.
You know? So it's like, yo, be ready for debt and be ready to beat that shit and keep it pushing. Like, I hope that at some point, not even hope, I know that at some point somebody's going to offer me a number that I'm gonna be scared of, but I'm gonna take it.
100%.
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna just say yes. Yeah, I don't care what the interest rate is. I don't care what, because you can't outbet me. This is me. You know what I'm saying? This is me.
I think I'm that nigga.
Yeah, so I'm gonna make it. Like, and if not, you know, I've dealt with worse plugs than you. So,
super fat.
It is what it is.
I don't want to spend this long on this episode.
I think that's a good close. I think
at the end of the day.
Chop, where we at, Chop?
Should we over an hour, but look, before we even close up, joydillardrain.com, y'all go there, buy some of the apparel, this dope shit. I know
appreciate
y'all like
that,
it.
Chop.
We got a mailing list on there?
A mailing list?
Yeah.
No, we ain't on a mailing list. Go to our IG and send.
Yeah.
And if you lit on IG, we fuck with you. Like.
Yeah, we send shit to people.
Like.
If it
and
makes
that's
sense.
It. Get your followers up,
if
man.
It
y'all,
makes sense.
Sometimes people with 1,000 followers be hitting like, can I get a free shirt? No, you can't.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Listen, I ain't even gonna say 10K, but I'm gonna just say 10K.
Okay.
And plus. Holler at us. We need brand ambassadors. We need people who fuck with us on the ground up. Because when we get lit, we don't need you. You know what I'm saying? But when you fuck with us from the ground floor, we need you. We're not ashamed to say it. We trying to build our Instagram. We trying to build our podcast. We trying to build our clothing brand. And we need all the help we can get.
And people who...
We will cross brand and we fuck with you.
We do all that shit.
We do everything.
People who got wild followers... They'll be advocates for what I'm about to say. They might order a shirt. We might send them $300 worth of merch.
Real shit. Because at the end of the day...
Take it.
At this point, it ain't about making money for us. We trying to stamp us at the ground level. And we won't forget whoever fuck with us at this level. You
know but as much as we fucking with y'all for free with all this knowledge and everything, we need
like,
you to
like
do
we
some
really
shit.
Dropping gems on y'all that I hope y'all get at another point. Like, we have guests all the time, but we never mind doing solo episodes because these are our most intricate episodes and we feel like we touch the people. You know what I'm saying? Like we put medicine in the candy with our guests, giving you dope episodes and entertainment. We hope you learn still at the end of the day.
And I know that sometimes when we have guests, we talk too much, right?
Fact.
But you got to understand, we always, if not Ella, we as Ella as our guest. So it just be input. It just be input.
Go on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell
subscribe,
to make sure you
subscribe, yo.
Yeah, like, yo, like, Chops on it. We don't even do this. Subscribe. What do we say? Chop, tell us what to say. Yeah, tell us what we're supposed to say.
So shit.
Go to the YouTube,
go
subscribe.
To iTunes,
okay, tell
y'all
them,
leave
Chop,
a comment. All that shit help us with the ranking and everything, man.
Word,
like,
word,
you
word,
know, just
word.
take 5 minutes, not even that much. That's the time.
Season two, man, it's gonna get real on this season. We about to change location. It's just gonna get real on this season. So right. So stay tuned, man. We appreciate it.
Drug dealer's dream.
Drug dealer's dream. Signing up.